Would you like to live your best life possible, regardless of your imperfections? Discover cutting-edge tools and inspiration to let go of your limitations and expand your life beyond what you've ever imagined. On Imperfect Brilliance, we help you tap into your unique gifts and talents, uncovering and letting your brilliance shine. Join certified facilitators and coaches Betsy McLaughlin and Kathy Williams to delve into different areas of your life, get unstuck, and create the life that is truly possible for you. These joyful ladies have changed their lives by utilizing the tools and techniques they share with you. What if your willingness to acknowledge your brilliance is the catalyst to creating a new reality? When you stop judging you, what else can you create in your life and in the world? Join Kathy and Betsy live every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to create magical and joyous possibilities for an hour of laughs, questions, tips, and more. We are excited to contribute and play with you.
Welcome, everyone, and thank you for listening to Imperfect Brilliance. I'm Kathy Williams, and my co-host, Betsy McLaughlin, is not here today, but I have a wonderful guest, Corey Michelle, and we're going to dive into the topic, help. I say I want one thing and another is showing up. How often does that happen? Kind of in different areas, right? Person in front of me, or why is my money not here yet, or whatever it is. So we're going to dive in there and help have a conversation really about getting rid of internal conflict and bogus priorities. And I'm just so delighted to have you here, Corey. Thanks for being here with me.
Oh, thank you so much. I adore you. And I love talking about this stuff because it's so interesting to me.
Both in our own lives and watching others too, huh? Like, they want this, but they're choosing that. And then right. Sometimes it's like, oh, and I'm doing that too, just more subtly.
Right.
So before we dive in, and there is a tiny delay. I'm in Hawaii and Corey's in, are you in Australia right now?
Yeah, I am.
I know you travel all over, so just checking. Mm-hmm. Let me say a little bit about you, or would you like to do that?
Oh, I'm going to let you do that.
Okay. All right. So Corey is such an inspiration for me. I really love the leader that she is. And part of that is from the need to not, from because she's gotten rid of the need to belong that so many of us function from, which is a huge limitation in people's lives. And so Corey is really a pioneer in seeing what's possible and creating what's possible and helping people create crazy possible lives. So she has mastery with universal principles in creating with energy, space, and consciousness, and ask and receive. And Corey's awareness is amazing. Her clarity, she's really great at clarifying principles and helping us understand them. With humor and fun and a level of joy that's really fun to interact with. And I've been taking the Art of Living Crazy Possible class, and we're on module 3, which I haven't finished yet. So I'm super excited to actually discuss the topic of module 3 right here today with you.
Module 3.
Super powerful class so far. So I'm excited because really in the, and I mean, you've done so much with Crazy Possible over the past several years, but like in this class, you've really come down to some key ideas about what's keeping people stuck and where we can change that. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for that. Yeah, it's been interesting. It was interesting when I started facilitating the Crazy Possible stuff and some of the awarenesses that came. One with the lie of belonging, like you said, of just this need to belong, and where does that come from? And is it actually true? And somebody told me the other day, said, you know, I was taught that in school, that was one of the main human requirements is belonging. And I'm like, wow, that is so interesting how entrained we are that we have to belong, because belonging really means like cutting off who we are in order to align and fit in. Right? Or trying to find the people we naturally fit in, but then even when we find those people, there's still a contraction. There's never really this space of, yeah, just be you. And people the people that enjoy you as you will be around. Right? There's always this sort of contraction of belonging. But the internal conflict stuff was really interesting when it showed up, because it was like I kept asking for things and then they weren't showing up. And I was like, what is going on here? Right? Like, I feel like I'm doing everything right. And this is like, I know I can have that, but why isn't it showing up? And so when I started really looking at how we have this internal conflict, and the internal conflict really is me saying, I'd like to have a thriving business, because that was one of my asks that wasn't showing up. And then what was showing up was less money, debt. Actually, it was not enough money to even live every month. A lot of debt, frustration, struggle. And so I started looking, because now I look at the energies of everything, because, you know, as you know, Kathy, the language of the universe is energy. So if I start going, okay, so what energetic communication am I putting out to the universe? It was struggle, frustration, I can't do it anyway. And really underneath it all was, for me, it's like, it's never going to work. So if I have that underneath everything, and I'm saying, oh, I'd like to have a thriving business, and I'd like to have money really work for me, and I'd like to have this and this and this, but underneath it's like, no, it's not going to work for me anyway, then that will be the saboteur that takes everything down, right? And yeah, you won't actually really get there, because you have a faulty foundation.
It's so true. I mean, how often do we, you know, I used to watch Abraham videos and things like that, and listen to the audios, and she would say, all of you are asking, where's my stuff? I keep asking and it's not showing up. And it is, what vibration, what energy are we being? And so I'm excited to explore that. And I know one of those examples you gave is the debt, right? You were asking for lots of money, but still seeing debt as your reality and the lack that you are functioning from. So can you talk a little bit about that? Because I know that's where a lot of people are kind of functioning from.
Yeah, totally. It's interesting too, because the lack, a lot of times when there's something that's not showing up, there's lack in there somewhere, right? Like, it's not going to work for me anyway, or I don't deserve it, or there's not enough. If I have a thriving business, other people will have less. Like, I hear that a lot, especially with really like heart-centered, you know, people, right? It's like they actually care about other people, so they don't want to take more than their fair share, right? So
I
them
used
thriving
to have that
would
one.
Mean that. Yeah, I did too. I yeah. totally did too.
It was.
I don't
they
anymore.
They
need
it more than
like,
I do.
Oh. Exactly. They need it more than I do. Oh, isn't that an interesting one? Well, with me, it was $150,000 of debt, and really no foreseeable way to pay that off. I had to change that point of view. Otherwise, I was going to continue to create a life that wasn't really worth living for me, right? I really looked at this energy, and I sat there. I remember going, okay, I am like really between a rock and a hard place, and I've got to figure out how to just time travel somewhere else, right? Of like, because this life right here and where this is going is not really what I want to be doing, with all the debt and a business that wasn't working and money wasn't working. And I really didn't believe in myself, but I knew it was possible. Have you ever had that, Kathy, where it's like, you know, it's possible, but then there's something within you says, well, maybe not for me.
Yes. Yeah. And I hear people say that too, like, other people can do it, but I can't, or... Yeah.
Yeah. So when we're looking at, when I started looking at that, I started going, well, wait a second. So like I said before, the energies that were showing up were, you know, lack, frustration. It's not going to work for me anyway. So I started going, okay, so what if I start just being a different energy? But then what it started to happen was I didn't actually acknowledge the underneath energies of this lack, frustration, and it's not going to work for me anyway. It was like I was trying to cover it up, right? So I'll just go be different. And that's more like a fake it till you make it energy, right?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. I'm not going to actually deal with the steaming poo pie that's in my closet. I'm just going to shut the door and I'm just going to pretend it's not there, right? And so that's what I tried to do for a long time, and that didn't work either.
No. So what did you change? What did work?
It's like faking it till you make it did not work for me. But you know what I did get really good at before I changed it was I got really good at having everything look really great. So I looked happy. I looked like everything was okay. I got really, really good at faking it. And
wow.
That really created the discord with myself, because nobody knew that I was, and I didn't even know that I was actually pretty depressed. And I didn't realize it until I got happy. I was actually like really miserable.
Looking back.
Wow. Yeah, isn't that funny? So anyway, so one of the things I realized was that I had this underlying thing called it's never going to work for me anyway. And I started looking at that and I'm like, well, where did that come from? And I traced it all the way back to when I was a kid, like young, like 2 years old. And I was like, holy cow, because when I was two, I realized that I didn't fit in with my family, that everything that I was aware of as a two-year-old, which mostly isn't cognitive, right? It's all like energetic. So
yeah.
I realized that, wait, I don't fit in here. Something's not right. I might have landed with the wrong family, but possibly the wrong planet. Okay, I got to figure this reality out. Because I'm not okay. I don't belong here. I got to figure this reality out.
Wow.
So then, you know, I start, as we do as two-year-olds and younger, we start duplicating everybody's energetic patterns. So we figure out how to live here. All right. So that's one of the first questions I ask people is, did you know at some point that you didn't fit in and didn't belong?
Yes. Yeah. How many of us have that? Yeah. And then we try to squeeze ourselves in and make ourselves belong, or conversely say, well, I'm never going to fit in and resist against belonging. Yeah. There's so,
right.
so much in that area. Hours worth
right.
of processing,
right.
everybody.
Yeah, totally. Well, that's really where therapy comes from. That's a lot of times where depression comes from. If money's not working for you, if your body's not working, like a lot of stuff really comes from that. I don't fit in. I don't belong. So now I have to do and be something other than me.
Right? So you saw this in your life.
Yeah. So I saw this and I was like, huh, this is interesting. So I did a bunch of clearing work on it, but what I started to look at is, what if the most simple way to clear this is acknowledging that I didn't come to fit in and belong? Like, I came
wow.
for something different.
Yeah.
And that literally
and what did that?
Had everything, yeah, that literally started having everything unravel that was attached to this, it's never going to work for me. Because this reality, if I'm trying to not be me, right, because I don't think I fit in or belong, then I try to do everything the right way, the way everybody else is doing it. And then none of that's actually going to work for me because I'm not actually doing it my way.
Yes. Wow. Okay, everybody. We will be back in just a few minutes talking about internal conflict, changing that. So what you would like to have in your life really can show up when you're not functioning from that old energetic pattern anymore. Thanks so much, Corey.
I look forward to being back with you in just a couple of minutes.
Free your mind with Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. Om Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers, pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Dad, this is fun. I didn't think I'd like kayaking.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it, but I think it's time to head back in.
Okay. Can we come back?
Sure. Hey, be careful getting out of the boat.
It's a kayak, Dad.
I'm going to return the kayak.
Can we walk home?
How about a taxi?
It's a short fare from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams, here with my guest, Corey Michelle, today. Betsy McLaughlin is off in Costa Rica at the Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator Training, but she says hello, and I imagine she's having an amazing time. Yeah. So, oh my goodness, we have been talking about what if I wasn't here to belong, and how much that started to unravel the lack and frustration and it won't work for me kind of energy that you had going on in your life, Corey. What an amazing awareness to have. What if I wasn't here to belong? Wow.
Yeah. Well, and a lot of us have that awareness, right, of like, well, you know, but we're either in what we were talking about before, but I don't know what else to do, which is still trying to fit in. People, please, you know, diminishing yourself, you know, putting others ahead of you, like stuff like that. Or we're doing the rebellion thing, but that doesn't work either, right? Because we're rebelling against it versus going, well, wait a second, what did I come here for? Like, and I still don't have an answer for that necessarily. But the inquiry has led me to going, well, maybe there's things in this reality that never were to work for me. Like that no matter how hard I try, no matter how many steps I do in the right order, you know, that's never going to work for me. Doing this reality the way this reality is, and it will never work for me. And that was a huge epiphany, not just, oh, I didn't come to fit in, but like, this reality won't work for me if I do it the way I think I should. I have to really step back and go, how can I actually have my life and my reality work for me my way?
I like that. How can I have it work my way? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So then what started to open up for you from that kind of perspective?
Oh, well, there's two sort of main veins. One was I started to see, well, wait a second, if I didn't actually come to fit in and belong, and that was my sort of lifelong sort of goal, was to make sure that I did this life right, right? Because I didn't really, that's Kathy, that's not something I would have proudly said, like, oh, I'm trying to get this life right. I wouldn't have said that, right? Because I was smarter than that, right? I knew that that wasn't really it, but that was really where I was functioning from. It's like, I just got to get money right. I just got to get my body stuff right. I just got to get these things right. And if something's wrong, so I need to fix them. So that's underneath it all was where I was functioning from. And so when I started going, well, wait a second, if I didn't come to fit in or belong, then what is actually possible? What would it be like if I actually brought me to the table and stopped doing all of these things I was trying to do and being this person that really wasn't me and started going, well, wait a second, that will alone eliminate this internal conflict.
Wow.
It was like, holy cow. Because if I never came to fit in or belong, then there would be no place, no reason in my world to have any sort of internal conflict.
That is true, isn't it? You'll just choose what's light and you're aware it's going to create greater possibilities without trying to limit or stop yourself for others or their judgments or their perspectives or what you project will be their judgments or to try to resist against other people's points of view and the way they're doing things. So that's really interesting.
Exactly.
You know, this really, the lies of belonging kind of shaped my life in the past couple of weeks, just digging around in there for a couple of hours with you in the Art of Living Crazy Possible, you know, helped shine the light on certain areas where I was subtly trying to fit or belong or even slightly hiding, you know, my talents and capacities. Like, I have huge capacities with entities and awareness of light beings and nature spirits and things like that. And meanwhile, I'm just trying to pretend, oh, yeah, I'm normal. and, you know, so as I looked at that, I'm like, okay, if I weren't trying to belong or fit here, what would I choose? And I said, well, I would definitely promote the class that I'm having about this coming up much, much more than I have done. And so we ended up doing a radio show about entities and I did a Facebook Live and, you know, upwards of 30 people chose the class, which is still going on if people are hearing this and would like to attend. But it was just like that one question, if I wasn't trying to fit or belong here, what would I choose that's different from what I'm choosing now? Really expanded so much for me and eliminated the internal conflict of, you know, I'd love to promote this class, but I'm a little weird or feel weird about it or whatnot. It was just like, nope, done with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And exactly what you just said, it sometimes feels weird or uncomfortable to go, okay, well, if I actually was choosing what I would call congruent, and congruent is in harmony with what is really possible here, not with trying to fit in, trying to belong, a limitation, a story, my past, not wanting to let my parents know I'm so weird or, you know, whatever, not wanting to outshine anybody else. Like, I had that one too.
Oh, right.
But it was like, oh, what could I actually choose that's in harmony with the possibility that's presenting itself?
You know what? I love that you mentioned congruency and being in harmony. Would you talk a little bit about how that's different from being aligned? I heard something you said about that once, and it was like, ah, yeah. So could you make that distinction?
Totally, totally. Well, I used to say being in alignment, right? But then I looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked at the word alignment. And it means to be in align, which, as you and I know, Kathy, the universe is not linear. And the way things show up for us is not linear either. And the more I try to be linear, the less things work. So it's like, wait a second, that's not the right energy of what I'm talking about here. I was aware of something else. And so anyway, the word congruent and congruency started showing up. And I looked it up and it means in harmony. And I was like, that. Because when the energies are in harmony, then it's like that's when the magic happens. That's when you're in the right place at the right time. That's when you just get that little awareness or that gut feeling, and you, like, for example, I had this awareness yesterday, or it was 2 days ago. I kept getting this awareness, go to the office supply store, and we needed to get Ben, my partner, a chair. I said, hey, let's go. And he's like, well, that's not a priority in my world. I said, we need to go now. So we go. We find the perfect chair. It's like half price. It's already built. We take it home, right? And so it like makes you in the right place at the right time when you're in harmony, and when you're in harmony with your awareness, then everything shows up like so much easier and more magically. Because it's like, yeah, the universe has this, the universe has any kind of reality waiting for you and delivering to you in a time. If you are congruent in harmony with what the possibilities of ease and joy and exuberance and like all those things, then that's what the universe will show you. But if you're having this internal conflict, that's when your reality starts showing up in a way that isn't fun. And like, say you make a bunch of money, but then you have a bunch of bills, or you keep trying to do everything right, but then it keeps creating debt and not thriving business, right? So that's where if the internal conflict is going on, it's going to show up in your reality.
Yes. Right? So essentially we're congruent with whatever's showing up. I mean,
exactly,
like whatever's showing
time.
Up is, yeah, yeah. Cool. Wow. So you mentioned any kind of reality is available at any time, as long mm-hmm. as we're in harmony with it.
Yep.
I can sense that for some people, that's almost an intimidating statement.
Right?
It's kind of like, would you be willing to acknowledge how powerful you are? Right? Like, and that's the kind of, I think that's where the intimidation comes from. Like, whoa, well, mm-hmm. I'm responsible for what I'm in harmony with. But I don't think it needs to be like a heavy thing or a significant thing. So could you talk a little bit more about that?
Totally. Okay, so this is my perception of the universe. The universe is like Amazon, right? And Amazon Prime, especially.
Oh, I like it.
Right? Well, there's like a gazillion products on Amazon, right? But if you go to Amazon and you are unsure, unclear, I don't know, maybe, I really want this, but I'm not willing to have it, or I'm not willing to pay for it, or people are going to judge me if I have that, so I really think I should have this over here. If you go to Amazon and do that, what's going to be delivered to your door is either nothing, right, because you won't actually order, or stuff that either you don't want, stuff that you're like, it breaks. You know, you're going to get, like, not really what you want at your doorstep, okay? But if you go to Amazon and you're clear and you're like, I'd like right now I'm ordering a headset mic thing for one of my next events, right? So I did some research, right? So I looked into the energy of all these, and I looked at like, okay, so which one would actually work with what we have, and which one's going to give a really great quality, and which one's going to be easy to use? So I have my priorities, ease of use, quality, is it going to work, right? So then I go, oh, this one right here, and I buy the exact one that I want, and it gets shipped directly to my door. That's the same way the universe works. The universe, like Amazon, doesn't have a point of view. Nope, sorry, you don't deserve what really will work for you. So we're going to give you something else. So sorry, you don't get this one. You're going to get a different one. Amazon doesn't care, but neither does the universe. Amazon just delivers what you order. So is the universe.
I love that. What a great analogy.
So it's like when you start becoming, and these are some of the main things of Art of Living Crazy Possible, is like you got to get out of lie of belonging first. Because if you have anything about this reality is not going to work for me, nothing's going to work for me, and then the inner conflict stuff, then you're going to have a spattered outcome anyway. So things might get better, but you're not really going to get to how you can really create some amazing possibilities in your life if you have those things going on. But with the clarity that what you haven't gotten to, what we do next week, Kathy, is those energetic priorities, is when you start going, okay, so what do I really want? I want to have this work, and I want to have quality, right? And I want one that's going to not cost me a ton of money, for example. Then, like, with those priorities, and we turn them into energies, or we actually acknowledge the energies, then we can place our order with the universe via our energy and our choices and our asks, such that that's what shows up in our universe.
And we actually had a whole conversation about energetic priorities a couple months ago. So that is in the Imperfect Brilliance archives. And it was an amazing conversation. I became so clear on my energetic priorities. So if you're listening to this and would like to know more about that, that's in the archives or on iTunes. You can find it there. And it's really a life-changing conversation. So, yes, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, you're going back to the congruency part, right? So what we said is everything that's showing up right now, you are congruent with, because that's how the universe works. The universe is being harmony with whatever it is you're choosing, asking for, being, but underneath what the energy is that you're radiating. Right. And so when we have this internal conflict, right, like I say, I'd like to have this, but this is what's showing up. All it is you're not wrong. It's not because you haven't done things right. It's not because you have an internal issue of not deserve, like, it's not because you don't deserve it. It's not because the universe doesn't like you, right? It's not any of that stuff. It's really because there's just this internal, something's a little bit off in terms of what you are aware of that's possible. And where you're functioning right now. And we can turn the dial on that, so to speak, so that you can actually become congruent with the possibilities that are presenting themselves in those, they present themselves in your awareness. That's how you know that they're possible, is because you can become aware of them. So,
and you,
you
have a little process that we might even explore today.
Yeah, we can do that when we come back from the next break in a couple of minutes.
That sounds wonderful. So before we do that, before we go to break, would you talk a little bit about your term that you coined, bogus priorities?
Oh, yeah, totally. And we'll look at this with you in a minute here. But a bogus priority is like you say, like I said, I want to have lots of money. I want to have money be easeful. But what was really showing up was frustration. Right. And so when we say we have priorities, right, and those aren't showing up, the energy of what is showing up is your actual bogus priority. It's something you would never say is your priority. I would never say, oh, frustration with money is totally my priority. I would never say that. Right. yeah. But that's what's presenting itself. That's what's showing up. So that's what I call the bogus priority. So we can identify them and go, okay, great, this is where I've been functioning from. Now, how do we actually get congruent with what we know is possible?
Beautiful. Okay, I'm excited to explore the process to, you know, see what shows up. So before we go to the break, would you tell people who are curious about you or about your classes where to find you?
Sure. Let's see here. Artoflivingcrazypossible.com is a really great place to start. And I have a free web class that I do every month that is at artoflivingcrazypossible.com/taster. And you can get a totally free taste of the Art of Living Crazy Possible, Becoming Congruent. And the current web class that's up is called The Magic of Being Congruent. So I actually take you through a lot of those processes, but also start talking about instant actualization of what is actually trying to show up for you if you just start paying attention.
How fun. Okay. And as I said, I've been in your class for the past two sessions now, going on three, and it's been amazing. and you're actually going to come teach it in Hawaii as well. So,
yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm so excited.
So we can talk more about that when we come back from the break. I'm excited too. Ocean front. So we'll be back in just a few minutes. Everybody, thanks for listening to Imperfect Brilliance.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ascending Hearts is no ordinary dating site, but a spiritual dating site with a purpose, to link you with your soulmate. We engineer the serendipity so you can trust that you will attune with someone that has the same matching vibration as you. Ascending Hearts, the conscious dating site for the spiritually aware. Try Ascending Hearts for free, ascendinghearts.com.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. This cat makes me make art. He's always motivating me to draw pictures of him. He just is motivating artistically. He's my best friend, but a lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
Keyboard Cat, YouTube star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Start yours today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Imperfect Brilliance, everyone. I'm Kathy Williams, here with our guest, Corey Michelle. And Betsy McLaughlin is gone this week. She'll be back next week. And we're talking about when what's showing up does not match what you've been asking for. And Corey's going to lead me through a little process. So I'm excited about that.
Oh. All right, Kathy. So what's one thing you've been asking for that's not showing up yet?
Oh, gosh. The very first thing that pops in is a new car. However, all I have to do is, like, look for what I want and choose. So I just haven't created the time to look for what I desire. So let's go with, like, more ease with parenting.
Okay, great. So more ease of parenting, and then what is showing up right now?
A level of ease with parenting that's, you know, greater than before. It's so funny because in my head I'm like, well, this is a non-issue. It just keeps getting better. But hey, what's showing up? Is I have a son who's a little bit not the easiest person to communicate with. How about that? So one son is really super easy, and then the other son is not as easy.
Okay, all right, great. And then because I get that your life is pretty great, right? And you move through things pretty easily, so. If we look at this and go, okay, so go ahead.
Oh, okay. So here's one. Let's choose a different thing. We would like to put an offer in on a house, a larger rental property. And in order to do that, we have to sell our other rental property. And I'd really like the people to take our offer. So, and there's some doubt that will actually occur. And there's some lightness and excitement that might occur. So how about that one? Is that one better?
There we go. Yeah. Okay, cool. So you want to sell this property. What is actually showing up right now?
What's showing up is the tenants. Like, we have tenants who pay, but they don't pay on time. So mm-hmm. like they get a little bit late, and then the next month they're later, and then it's like, that's frustrating.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So the energy of that is frustration. Now, let's go back to the top here. What have you been asking for with that rental? You said you've been asking to sell it or asking for new renters?
Yeah, we'd like to. So now we have this idea that, there's a larger, closer rental house in our neighborhood that we could buy if we sell this other house that's in a different neighborhood.
Got it. Okay, so have you been asking to sell the house?
Yeah, just over the past several days.
Okay, that's what I was just getting clear. Well, because sometimes we're aware of something, but we're actually not actively asking for it, right? So that could be an element, right? People say, I'd like to have more money. And I'm like, okay, are you asking for it? And they say, well, no. Like, okay, well, that's what we need to look at, right? So, okay, and this is brand new. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So then the energy of the, like, if you look at, okay, we're aware that this, we could sell this, we could buy this other one, and it could be easier or more ease in your world, right? So now, what is the energy of that right now? And you kind of said it before, is a little bit of like lightness, but also like maybe some doubt, or I don't know, is that what's in there?
Yeah, there's some doubt. There's some doubt that our offer would be taken and that the other house would sell super quickly, even though I get the sense it really could. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So if there's doubt in there, then that's what we want to look at, right? Now, I get that you probably don't do this a lot now because you've done so much work and all that kind of stuff, but let's just look in your life as an example from like a long time ago up until now. Has doubt been something that an energy that you've used in your lifetime?
Oh, totally. Especially like, am I doing this right? Am I getting it right? And doubting me, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Okay. So a lot of times what we can find is these bogus priority energies like doubt, and doubt's a common one, right? We've used doubt in our life a lot to maintain an internal conflict, right? So we go, okay, well, you're aware of this possibility. So instead of going all the way into that and going, okay, great, universe, you show me all the ways that this is possible and make it really easy for me, right? Instead of just stepping right into that, we go, oh, well, maybe it won't happen, right? So then we use that doubt to actually put a wedge between what is possible and for whatever we've used the doubt for, right? And a lot of times the doubt is to continue to prove that this reality is not going to work for us.
Oh, how interesting. Yeah, if we have this conclusion that it won't work, then the doubt is used to prove that. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. And then so if we kind of go in the other direction a little bit and going, okay, so if the doubt wasn't there, then how would you be functioning?
Oh, gosh. You know, I would tap into my awareness of the price to offer and the price to ask for our other house and move forward with an offer. And, there's such a lightness to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you didn't function, we'll just take this a little bit different direction here. And if I was talking to you maybe 10 years ago, it would be a totally different conversation, right? But so let's say you're talking to you a few years ago, right? And going, okay, so if you, when we instill doubt into our world, that makes us more normal, right?
True.
So then we're like everybody else. We're like, we're fitting in like everybody else. Because if you actually had this work out and you're like, oh, look at that, I'm aware of this other property and we could sell this one and that. Okay, universe, what would it take for that to happen? Is it even possible? Like, I love asking that question to begin with of, hey, universe, is this possible? And if I get a yes, I'm like, okay, great. So what do I need to be, do, choose to have that work out? But if you had your life that easy, then where wouldn't you fit in?
Thank you for that, because that's what I just recognized. You know, if all of this just falls into place, other people are going to be like, ah, Kathy, you know, I mean, you create with too much ease or whatever it is, not in those words, but it's definitely, definitely different and a different way of creation. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and there's this hesitation to say life is easy for me, although when I look at my life and the choices I've made, it actually mostly has been.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that's where most of us, when you're not trying to fit in, when you're not trying to belong, when you're not using things to diminish yourself so that you're less, you know, because of all of our programming, you know, we all have similar but different programming. And it's like, well, if you were actually to step into what's really possible for you with your awareness of what's possible, but also being congruent with that, then life is very much like, oh, okay, cool, that's possible. What's it going to take? And there is no doubt. There is no barrier of doubt or barrier of not good enough or barrier of unworthy or barrier of anything. It's just like, oh, that's possible. Okay, great. Universe, show me.
Yeah. And I love these questions that really open the door. You know, show me all the ways this is possible. What would it take for it to happen with total ease? Wow. Mm-hmm. And all the other questions.
And it will.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is it will show up with total ease when you don't have those barriers.
Right.
Those bogus priorities. Basically, they're bogus priorities, right? So, okay.
Because
so
as
cool.
you said.
So if you take the energy.
Cool.
The universe is Amazon Prime. Just put that house on your earth. Now, the other element, as I know that you're aware of, is this expectation or attachment to it being this particular way, right? Or this particular house.
Right.
Because oftentimes the universe will show us, hey, there's this possibility, but it's showing us something that we can receive in this moment. But what it actually is possible is something either different or better or greater or whatever, but once we start engaging with that, I'm like, oh, another house, then all of a sudden, guess what? You can actually buy the house, keep the old house, and then now you have two rentals in your portfolio. You don't have to sell one in order to get the other one, right? Or maybe there's even a better one that's even in a different, you know, like it just, the universe will rearrange itself based on what you're willing to engage with. And going, oh, well, what would that be like? And that's one of my favorite questions is, if we had this other rental, what would that be like?
I like that question too. And it's really light. It's really expansive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then from that space, how present is that doubt right now as where it was just a few minutes ago?
The doubt is a non-issue. It's just like over to the side, pushed away. Goodbye. Yeah.
Right. And so that's what I've been finding is once we sort of identify how your programming, so to speak, has been configured with these bogus priorities and this inner conflict and going, oh, that's just what that is, and this over here, and then it literally just disappears. There's not a lot else that's required for that except engaging with, hey, universe, what's possible here, and show me where to go, what to do, what to choose, what to be, what to ask, right? And then it, like, that's you being congruent with it, in harmony with that possibility, right? And allow, and live in the rest of it's just allowing it to show up. It sounds
I love
too
that.
Easy.
Yeah. Isn't life supposed to be hard? Oh, God.
Not in my world. I'm done doing hard.
Me too. Yeah. And you know, it's so amazing that's where most of the world functions from. You know, you have to work hard for what you want.
Yeah.
And everything
and that's
else.
Just yeah. Well, and then when you work hard for what you want, that's what shows up is hard work, right? And then you have to push and you have to force. And then you go, okay, well, did I come to work hard? And that's a great place. I love that question is, did I come to have that life? And if you get a no, then that's when we can start looking at, you know, did you actually come to fit in and where are you functioning like that? But also, hey, so let's look at some of your bogus priorities and what are you really aware of that's possible for you?
Beautiful. Wow. What a fun process. I enjoyed that, and it shifted so much in just a few minutes.
Yeah. How cool is that? It's so easy.
Oh, yes, that, a complete opposite of hard work, just being willing to look at something and ask a few questions mm-hmm. and change it. Yeah. Thank yeah. you, Corey.
You're welcome. I wonder what's in the shelf now.
I wonder. And in the class, you know, I mean, we definitely do a deep dive into bogus priority identification. I'm not quite there mm-hmm. yet, but yeah. That's, yeah. What's showing up?
Yeah, we take
the energy of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting too, because in the class, the deep dive is really looking at, you know, what are the constant, you know, pattern energies that are showing up for you? And we take a look at, well, how did those get into your reality? Where did you get those? And then clearing them out so that you can actually have a clean slate and going, okay, well, how do I function? What's actually true for me? Instead of all of this other stuff, but we also have evidence and everywhere we got it from and the proof. See, this is really how it is. So we just get all that out of the way with this, like just literally sweeping out of the room. And going, okay, so now what? What do we want to add into that? What would we like our future to be like? What do we actually know that's possible? And then start creating that.
And that's one of the very first questions people can start to ask is, you know, what would I like my future to be like? And then looking at what's mm-hmm. showing up, that's what I ordered off of Amazon. That's what I ordered from the universe.
Yep.
And
exactly.
Yeah, it's so simple to change. All right. So before we depart, is there anything else you'd like to share with the listeners or about this process or about internal conflict and bogus priorities?
Mm-hmm. I think that one of my biggest sort of just messages to people is that you're not wrong for whatever has shown up. I know I thought I was messed up and I was wrong and I was just like, what? I don't work. That was my big thing is like, I don't work. And so just the message of you do work, and we just have to look at how do you, like the getting you congruent with what you'd like instead of what you would not like. But that doesn't mean you're broken. It doesn't mean you have to heal yourself for lifetimes. Like you don't have to do all of that. It's really about just getting congruent with what you would like, and then a whole different reality can start showing up. And it doesn't have to be as hard and painful as maybe it has been in the past.
Thank you, Corey. And you know, one of the things that just popped in from the class, too, is would everyone be willing to fire themselves from being the problem solver? Like having to fix things, having to find problems, having to have stuff to you know, save or all of that, fix, save, heal, you know, and instead just start to look at what's possible that you know is possible and to start to step into that more. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
I'm super grateful for you being here today. And again, meetcoreymichelle.com and Facebook, you know, all of those different places. And of course, if you want to get in touch with me, Imperfect Brilliance on Facebook or imperfectbrilliance.com. And we love hearing from you guys. Thank you so much, Corey.
Thank you, Kathy. Thank you so much.
I can't wait to see you here on Maui. And if anyone wants to join
us,
yes, please come and play. It's going to be amazing. Oceanfront.
No.
In November.
So excited for that. So excited.
Yes.